What a disaster this is. There's more whistleblowers we're learning about now. We're learning about an issue with Southwest Airlines involving a safety feature that was turned off. What is happening, and how is this affecting Boeing and their stock prices?
Well, let's see. Boeing stock this year was up about 25%. With all of the grounding of the MAX aircraft, it's drifted back now a little bit over 10, 11%. They're still up on the year, but the stock has obviously retracted just a bit. Boeing saying they've lost $1 billion in revenue. We have airlines such as Southwest saying that even though they had a record first quarter earnings in the first quarter, they would have had an additional $200 million-plus had they been able to utilize the MAX aircraft, which, again, wasn't grounded until almost the end of that third quarter. But we had some news this weekend that's just really disturbing. Came out in the Wall Street Journal. Basically, if you and I were flying the older versions of the Boeing 737-800 series, and then we had the new one, and the old one you and I would fly, they had a safety feature that was on those models that would basically warn you and I if there was any malfunctioning sensors that were detected. But apparently when the Boeing 737 MAX 8 was delivered to all the carriers around the world, that particular safety feature had been turned off. And somehow, for some reason, Boeing did not notify the airlines, including Southwest Airlines, that that important safety feature had been turned off.
And this follows the fact that they had some safety features that were treated as basically like add-ons. Like, you know, you want leather seats and nice things? Well, here's a safety feature you have to pay for as well.
You know, Ryan, for us to have a single point of failure on any aircraft is just beyond my ability to comprehend, because you normally have sensors and you have backups, and some of the computer systems have two different backups to the main system, all built by different vendors, so that there's, you know, you've got multiple layers of safety. But the idea that you could make this aircraft available and have a brand new anti-stall system that's on board this aircraft, which basically is triggered by one single and only one sensor, is just mind-boggling. Now you can pay for a second sensor if you want. That was the way the original design was. Same way you could pay for oxygen masks for the crew in the cockpit. Yeah, I think that'd probably be a pretty good idea as well. And the idea that
unreal.
The low-cost carriers around the world would basically say, hey, give it to us as cheap as we can because we trust Boeing, we like the safety. Plus, hey, look, we want to save money and we really don't need a backup system. Now, when all of this came to light, Boeing quickly said, okay, all future and existing models, we're going to make sure that they have more than a single point of failure. We'll have backup sensors as far as the airspeed indicator so that if one's registering one thing, the computer will compare it to another, and if the two do not jive, the system will automatically be shut off. So it seems like every turn that we have with this, it raises more questions than ever before, and especially with regards to the process involved in getting that aircraft basically through production, getting it certified, and then getting it delivered to the airlines around the world, and the communication or lack of communication that took place. And, of course, one of my biggest pet peeves is that the FAA did not require differences training for the flight crews where they actually were in the simulator so they could experience this violent reaction when the aircraft controls are ripped away, at least temporarily, from the flight crew if the airplane system detects a possible stall.
This has been a mess from the very beginning, and lives have been lost because of it. Jay Ratliff, our aviation and day trading expert, you can find online at daytradefund.com. Jay, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Ryan, have a great day, pal.